For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I woke up in a bad mood today. I just remembered because I had a dream that I confronted my wife about cheating on me.
Oh.
And she admitted to cheating on me with two guys.
Two guys at the same time?
No. One guy.
That was the dream that I had.
One guy. So she had been going to this church. And turn
That's
on,
how you
she,
do it.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's not real.
She met a guy at the church thing, and they were banging on the weekdays. And then the other guy was, his name was Eric. And I go, Eric, that loser, that guy's a waiter over there? And she goes, no, Eric is an astronaut. And
I went, burn.
Damn you.
So now I woke up and I'm like, my wife's banging an astronaut.
What's worse?
I can't compete with that.
The dream where they admit to cheating on you, or the dream where they act like they don't care and they just ignore you and
That's
you can't talk to
worst.
Them no matter what. Yeah.
That happens not only with my wife. I have that argument. I've woken up screaming at my mother. I'm like, Mom, you can't do that. Oh my God, that has happened a couple of times.
Man. Do you call her immediately? Or just like, why would you do that?
No, I just let the hate brew in my heart.
Build? Yeah.
Yeah, that is when you're like in my dream last night when I was confronting Amanda, there wasn't a lot of crying, there wasn't screaming, it was just Mom, we want he's an astronaut. I like astronaut. You're like, why? Not even be sad.
I had a dream about you last night.
You, me?
Yeah. It had to do with your coffee.
Oh, when you said your cup, I was like, yes, let it go. What happened?
I don't know. I just went and got coffee, and I got you one, and I got me the same one, and we drank our coffees together.
I would really like to relive that dream right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay.
I mean, I want to do that more than if you had said we had sex.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to go get coffee this morning, and I really want to go.
I'll go for you.
All right, so my wife's banging an astronaut.
Sorry, man.
Just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
Was it here where the woman drove across country wearing the diaper for the astronaut?
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's Sorry. Dedication.
Yeah, That's smart. Don't have to make any stops.
Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to get gas eventually, right? Like, I always wondered about that. So, like, how'd you get gas? Because you can't.
Yeah, but you only need gas every 5 hours.
Right, and you get gas.
Oh, I can hold it for 5 hours.
But you get gas, and then you save yourself a couple minutes each time you stop for gas because you don't have to go in and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's true.
She was in a hurry, man. Do you want to go see that dude?
Yeah.
That's what astronauts
that's
do.
Love.
That's astronauts love is what it is.
Power.
That's my wife. She'll tell you. Also today on the show, Galvin's got a brand new open letter because it is Wednesday.
Yes.
We'll do that after we talk to Josh today. We'll take your phone calls, of course. We're one day away from the world's greatest podcast, The Sloppy Hour, which I am executive producing.
Well, you better get a hold of your boy, Avocado Rocker, because I have not heard from him. He has not called the show as of yesterday, and I direct messaged him a message on Twitter on Monday, asking him to get in touch with me to confirm for Thursday at 10:30 to be here.
I love that he could be dead, and we're not worried about that. No, just worried that he won't be here for Sloppy Hour.
If you want to, you can just record this real quick and then throw it into the podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just put that in anytime.
What do you think, Avo?
I don't know.
If we have to bring Lloyd Christmas in, that won't be that
bad.
That
would not be a bad trade out at all.
So, I saw that first. I guess somebody posted a photo on Instagram or Facebook of him with Medicine Man somewhere. That was the first time I had seen him.
Oh, yeah.
He's an awkward looking.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Lloyd Christmas.
Right.
Hey, can you get with Rush and see if we can arrange a photo shoot for Thursday?
Sure.
So that we can have, we can actually
promo
put this all together, promo
for
pictures for them for Sloppy Hour.
Yeah.
And I want Hoppy Hour's exact logo,
okay.
But I just wanted to say Sloppy Hour instead of Hoppy Hour.
Okay.
Maybe it's Sloppy, Sloppy Hour.
If you copyrighted that after you did that, could you then sue him for infringement rights for using
I don't think so. He can
image?
Claim he can claim first use if he can prove first use.
I don't think he can prove anything. You think
what?
He can't even prove he's human.
Did you see the picture that somebody sent me, the screen grab from when he was yelling at me?
No.
Oh, all right. I'll show you. I put it on our Instagram yesterday.
Did you see that?
Go to Instagram / the Mike Calta Show, and the picture of Hoppy, it's not him laughing or singing. It's him when he was getting so mad at me, his head was about to explode. It's great. I'll show you guys. All right, let's take a break and get today's show rolling. Carmen. go live our dreams.
Okay.
Go live our dreams together.
My dreams.
So my wife started banging a sexy astronaut. Yeah. I'm thinking about going out and finding a new girlfriend that I can buy underwear for.
True.
Did it work? Did I hit go?
No.
Yee-dee-dee-dee. Don't tell me no.
Oh, sorry. Yes. No.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi.
I had a dream last night that you admitted that you were cheating on me.
Ooh.
It was one of those confrontations where, like, you don't care in your dream.
Oh.
You're like, whatever.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care.
What's that?
I didn't care, or you didn't care.
No, I cared.
Oh, I didn't care.
I cared, and I was like, who is it with? Oh, Carmen. Good point, Carmen.
Yeah.
I said, who is it with? And you were like, Eric, the guy from over there. I'm like, Eric, the stupid waiter, the lowlife waiter. I was trying to make him seem bad, you know?
Right, yeah.
And you were like, no, actually, you're thinking of a different guy. This guy's an astronaut.
Whoa.
Yeah. But then Carmen just pulled up a picture of the Malectronic Rocket Man from the Lightning Games. Maybe that's what's on my mind. Are you banging the astronaut from the Lightning Games?
Which
was no.
Can I point out, though, the astronaut at the Lightning Game, they switch guys.
Yeah.
You know who has been won? Of them?
Hoppy.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't bring it, Hoppy. Give the lady some credit. Just because she married me doesn't mean she's an idiot.
Stop it. There's only one guy that I want to bang at the Lightning game.
That's you, Mike.
His name is Alex Killorn.
Oh.
I tried to buy you a Killorn jersey yesterday. They didn't make it for women.
They probably don't make it for people.
That's right. Because you're the only one that likes him and his vampire teeth. Although I got to tell you, if he keeps playing the way he played in the last couple games, you can bang him.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'd like to point out Amanda said she's not banging that astronaut.
Yeah, it was a real dream. I told her, I was like upset. At first, you told me you were banging guys from the church. Not guys, a guy.
Yeah.
You were involved in some sort of church organization. You didn't go to the church, but you went there and like helped out.
For orgies.
No, for like mental health stuff. And then you ended up having an affair with some guy and then the astronaut.
I'm a horrible person.
Well, either that or I'm a horrible person that forced you to go have sex with an astronaut, a churchgoer.
Well, no. None of that stuff happened. And I haven't done any volunteer work at a church, and I would only bang a real astronaut.
That's good to know. Like Buzz Aldrin?
Well, not him specifically.
No.
You know.
Who, though? Astronauts don't get sexy as time goes on. They're either really weird-looking Russian guys or old, bald, white guys.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe just...
There's no sexy astronauts. Not even the lady astronauts are sexy.
All right. Not an astronaut.
Just don't bang anybody.
What about one of the guys from Team Daedalus? Clint Eastwood or Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones. That should be nice. What are you doing today?
So old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Good. So why do I have to pick up Joey if you've got nothing on your schedule?
Yeah, I want to go to lunch, Amanda.
That's I gotta get my nails done. Oh, it makes me sound like I'm such like a ugh.
Right, I'm the guy who gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning and has to work a full day. Wow. Then I have to go sing with Rob, and then I have to leave.
Pleasure.
I'm just saying, I continue my job after 10 o'clock, and then I have to go home to pick up Joey and bring him home. And and what do? You got to work out and get your nails done. I'm sorry, is the mall
Must
in there
nice.
Somewhere?
Look, you chose this life.
Yeah.
Live it.
You chose to have a trophy wife.
I got to tell you, I might sleep in the van with Teddy tonight just to see if I can get along with it.
I love when my wife, sometimes she'll go, what is today? What day is today? And I go, must be nice.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is.
Yep. You know what's nice? I don't even know when payday is, but you do.
Because I need to keep everything in order.
Yeah, in order to get your hair done, in order to get your nails done, in order to get your gym done.
Order your Blue Ivy clothes.
Mm-hmm. Order your food for the house.
It's Ivy Park.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't even like it.
Yeah, because it's nowhere close to Kate Hudson stuff.
Or Lululemon.
Oh, don't even. You know that at the concert, the first thing that I thought was, I wish that Rob was here to look at Beyonce right now because he would be eating his words.
Both Amanda and Kelly can't stop talking about how wrong you are about Beyonce's ass.
Gorgeous. I didn't say her ass.
Big fat thighs.
Yeah, her thighs are what turned me off.
No way. She's tiny. She's tiny, but she is like, oh my God.
She's a
my
woman.
Dream.
Yeah.
She's big fat
Kate
thighs.
Hudson, no, she doesn't.
Kate Hudson is in better shape than Beyonce. 100%.
No,
I'm not asking. I'm not asking for. That was a statement I was making.
I'm backing you up on that.
100%.
You know how much
Beyonce
dances?
Yeah, you know how much Kate Hudson does other stuff? Yeah.
Where were you and I need to do last time we argued about this, Carmen? That's what I said. She dances like 8 hours every day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, like in a squat position for like 20 minutes. Do you know how hard that is? Kate Hudson looks like a skeleton with skin.
Yeah, well, Kate Hudson's squatting, it's for good reasons.
Yeah.
Not to dance. Squatting to give me lap dances. Yeah.
By the way, I love skeletons with skin. Kind of technically doesn't make them a skeleton, by the way.
That's
if they have skin on them, it's called
it's
a person, human.
There's nothing in between. There's no muscle or fat. It's
Are you kidding me? Have you seen her abs? She has abs. She's got toned shoulders and arms.
Beautiful face and a nice head of hair.
You weigh 80 pounds, you can see everything under your skin.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yep. I'd rather see through her.
Well, one of Beyonce's thighs weighs 80 pounds. You can't see through that.
Yeah, squish my head with it.
I would switch bodies with Beyonce in a heartbeat.
You should do that.
You'd look funny with your head on her body. That would look weird.
All right, Lemonade, I got to go.
I don't care. Whatever.
So what's the deal? Am I getting Joey today?
Stop it. You stop making me look like I'm a terrible person and bad that I have affairs and that I do stupid things all day.
Interesting.
Hey, Amanda, get to the gym. You got to keep it tight for the astronaut.
Yeah.
A couple of times she's like, I'm going to get my nails done. Then I saw it and I'm like, Caroline, you didn't get your nails done.
I think the one poor thing I've learned from this conversation is no one wants to pick up Joey. Poor Joey. Yeah. Like, that's the one thing I'm learning is there's a conversation.
Joey is getting out oddly early today. So it's in the middle of the day. So what, that I have to go to Plant City to Stingray Chevrolet and pick up my Hummer? It doesn't matter. I evidently have to go to Land O'Lakes first, then go to
Just Plant think City. If yesterday Spanish would have done what he was supposed to do and picked up your Hummer, we wouldn't be having this problem.
I didn't realize we were on such a time crunch.
Yep. Maybe Spanish picks up Joey today.
I'll pick up Joey,
I don't think put him on the list.
I'll pick it.
He is on the list. A list to never release my children to.
Oh, my God.
Carmen just got the joke. Carmen's on delay.
Yeah.
Well, I know
it's silent in here.
She's actually laughing about the skeleton with skin joke I made earlier.
That one wasn't funny.
Oh,
gotcha.
You don't look like Beyonce or Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I know. I'm gorgeous.
Or like, Jade.
You look like Henry Hudson.
You guys are mean.
If you knew who that was, you'd probably be mad, but you have no idea.
I can look him up.
No, just tell me. Who's Henry Hudson?
You're Henry Hudson. Brother.
You look like a Hudson car. Yeah. There used to be a car called a
Good
Hudson.
One,
I didn't
Kelvin.
Know. I didn't know.
Look it up. It looks exactly like her. It's a car with blonde hair and a beard.
No, they don't have those.
Yep.
What is that thing that Henry Hudson's wearing around his neck? I want one of those.
A chiffon.
A who?
Chiffon? Isn't that what the three wise men brought?
Yeah, it's the blanket.
Do you think he's a man or just a head based on that picture?
Oh, he's a float. Nope.
A floating head?
No, I didn't say that.
Amanda?
Yeah, I feel like you forgot I was on the phone.
Nope. I remembered I have to get Joey at 1 o'clock today.
Thank you.
Enjoy your nail appointment.
Thank you.
Tell the astronaut I said hi. Thanks for his service.
I will.
Do you tell him to blast off?
Man. She counts
blast
down.
On.
Yeah.
She counted down. We have separation of rockets. Okay, now I have to go.
God.
I'd love to separate your rockets.
Houston, I have a boner. What? That's not how it went.
See you later.
Love you.
Bye. Anyway, there you go.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.